This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Maybe you've been thinking about therapy. You realize a therapist could help you work things out, but
I can't afford it. Therapy is expensive.
Talkspace is different. Talkspace is one of only a few online mental health providers that takes insurance. Average copays are only $15.
I can afford $15.
And most insured members pay nothing.
Nothing? No copays at all? With insurance, I could see a therapist and I might not have to pay anything out of pocket?
That's right. Nothing should stand in your way of getting support from a caring, licensed therapist. And if you don't have insurance, no problem. You can pay out of pocket for a lower cost than in-person therapy. And because you meet your therapist online, you can schedule appointments for whenever and wherever it's most comfortable for you.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can pay for Talkspace with insurance or get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th day of October 2024. And tonight, way back there in the phone booth, our Pastor's Mighty Men, Pastor Hal, and Deacon Eric. And then we have, according to Paul Schiffer, he's a James Dean lookalike. That's right. That's right. Style.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, well, that's from a guy that thinks he looks like me. And, boy, I don't know where that come from, right? Right. And you hear the cackling. There you go. You hear a cackle. That's the studio marm cackling up a storm. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All righty. It's pledge week, pledge week, pledge week. That's what it is. We got to say, well, already, we want to say we have Wendy all the way from North Carolina has pledged $620. Maria in Ohio, $40. Leonard pledged twice. He pledged from New Jersey, Leonard, 1,000, and then he came back and pledged another 300. All right, the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We need to get the call started right now, if we can. And I want to remind you, too, this week, anybody who donates $25 or more can get part one of Pastor Ernie Sanders' 50 years of exhilarating moments and untold challenges and many stories in between. Here, Pastor Sanders, the voice on the radio for 50 years. Now you can know. You can get the rest of the story, folks. Part one covers how he got started in the early days. And I'm reading this off the cover, as you may know. and stories behind the scenes of what's right, what's left. There are some very, very interesting times in this DVD, folks. So yeah, you might find it entertaining. A lot of people say they found it very entertaining and informing. So we've got that. Also, I want to remind you that this coming Friday, Bernie Marino is going to be at the Cleveland Baptist Church. That's Friday the 18th at 11 a.m., and that's at 4431 Tiedemann Road, Brooklyn, Ohio, and it's a pastor's. It's for pastors only. There's a meeting for pastors only with Bernie Marino this coming Friday. There you go. Now, also, don't forget when you call in to ask for the newsletter. It's free, and it's very informative, and some of them have already gone out. Some of you will be getting your newsletter in a day or two. Others, the rest of the newsletter goes out tomorrow. And, folks, let me tell you, we get a lot of good feedback from the newsletter. So you want to, it's free. Just say, look, put me on that newsletter list when you call in. And with that, Style, you ready to do the Bible study?
I'm always ready.
That's right. Okay, so you might have to multitask being on the board and all that, but I think you can do it.
We'll see.
So the title of the message was, When the Storms Come and the Wind Blows and the Floods Come. And we've seen a lot of that recently, haven't we?
I was going to say, very apropos.
Yeah, and we started out in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, talking about building your house upon a rock or the sand. We're going to pick it up today in Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 through 12. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now, this is talking about a time, a dispensation period in the future. Now, who do you think the rock is?
Well, the rock's the Lord, right?
Right, the Lord Jesus. And he's talking about during the millennial kingdom, or what they call the golden era. And here he says he shall be as a hiding place from the wind. And during that millennial kingdom, the princes, and that's another word for like judges or legislators. But during that millennium kingdom, who do you think will reign upon the earth with the Lord Jesus?
Not false idols and judges.
Nope. The saints. We're all going to reign with him. You have the four categories of saints will be reigning during the millennial kingdom with the Lord. We'll be rulers. Boy, we're going to give the liberals a rough time. We are. Okay. Speaking of that, okay. And it says here, in the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall not hearken. Okay, so think about this. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. Do you think, did you ever run across anything in the Bible that you really didn't completely understand?
Well, yeah, that's why you're here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and not just, you know, in the Bible, but, you know, in our daily lives, there's a lot of things when the Bible talks about, and I get questions all the time from people, are there going to be animals in heaven? People ask me if we'll have sex in heaven. Yeah, I get all kinds of questions like that from people. And so he's telling you here that during that period, we're going to understand the things we see better. We're going to, and we're going to understand what we hear better. And then he says here, and the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammer shall be ready to speak plainly. Now, do you ever run across people that are impulsive? They do things on impulse and not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of those people that do that. They just happen. And but here he's telling you that they'll be thinking things through. They'll have knowledge. They're going to understand here. The heart of the rational, understand knowledge. In other words, they'll have a better understanding. They won't act on impulse. And the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. I knew a fellow one time who wanted to be a preacher. I mean, he really wanted to be a preacher. And the problem he had was he is very quiet spoken. And when he got nervous, he started stuttering. He would stutter and stutter. And that's a very tough thing for a preacher. One, you can't really be that quiet spoken, but stuttering and stammering is harder, very hard. But now, you know, the Bible says that whatever gift that God gives you, that's where you go. You know, you go after that. God knows exactly what he's doing. There's never been a recorded mistake that God has made. He hasn't ever made a mistake. So whatever a gift he gives you, and now this fellow was an excellent Bible teacher, because when he was in his own element, he knew exactly. He was calm and collected, and he didn't get in a panic and stutter when he was teaching. And so here it says that the heart shall, the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. And so, oh, here we go. The vile person shall be no more called a liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. Now, today, you know, when this was written, the word liberal had a positive connotation, okay? Back in those days, a liberal was someone who was generous with his own property, with his own freedoms, okay? Today, a liberal is someone who's generous with other people's property and other people's freedoms, okay? And so, but today, a vile person is called a liberal, or a liberal is called a vile person, a person that believes in abortion. By the way, we have some of those vile people calling here because, you know, this radio program hits a nerve in their guilty conscience, especially when we talk about abortion, okay? It really does. In fact, we're going to pray about that here and ask the good Lord to, let's do that right now. Let's pray. Because the folks back there, they have a hard enough job answering the phones than to take when these wicked people call. And you folks out there listening with me all across the country, listening with me, remember, there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. And when you're called to pray, listen, do it. Join them. Remember, God made the eyes. He sees everything we do. He hears and he knows. So join with us right now, because our folks back there on those phones, they have a hard enough time but being harassed by people with guilty conscience out there because they don't like what they hear here when it comes to preaching against sin. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, we would ask, Lord, that you would come against those the wicked. You've told us in your word, you're angry with the wicked every day, and so are we here, Lord. So we would ask, Father God, that those that you would come against those, Lord God, that come against our people tonight as they struggle to take the calls, Father God, that, Lord God, that you would, the wicked, that you would bring the wicked to repentance, that you would bring them to, whatever it takes to bring them to repentance, unless they should burn in hell. Lord, that's what we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so there you go. Hopefully, Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Mary Grace. She's a sweetheart. She's a real lady, too. So he says, the vile person shall be no more called a liberal like they are today, and the churl said to be bountiful. Let's find out if Style knows what a churl is. Hey, Style.
I was just about to ask you what a churl was.
Have you ever heard of a miser?
Yeah.
Well, then you've heard of a churl, but now there are, you know, I knew some misers. One fellow in specific, he was a Maui. He was a tight, I mean, very, very tight with the money. I mean, really tight. But on the other side of that, he would give you the shirt off your back. If you told him, look, he was kind heart, he would give you, but when it came to money and to purchasing something, I never saw a guy that was any tighter than he was. In fact, I give you an example. I was in a salvage store one day, and he had bought a Hershey bar for 10 cents in that store. Well, when he opened it up, a lot of it was white. It was old. It was, you know, and that's what, you know, you have these things is when you spend 10 cents for a. And so he went and he had brought it back. He had bought it one day and he had brought it back and he didn't have the receipt. So the young Amish woman who was behind the cash register, she said, do you have a receipt? He said, for a dime, I have to have a receipt? She said, you have to do that. That's my job. I have to see a receipt. How do I know you bought it here? And this guy was so upset. Okay, we're talking about a dime. But at the same time, I knew this fella, and he would, if you needed something, he would help you in a heartbeat. He'd really go. So that's a strange combination. That's not what they're talking about here, though. Here, when he's talking about, when he says in the churls, said to be bountiful. In other words, he's saying during the millennial kingdom, the people that are churls today are not going to be, they're not going to be tight. They're not going to be misers. They're going to be generous with the goods, not like they are today. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter every error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and will cause the drink of the thirsty to fall or to fail. Now, here, the vile person means is a sinful, foolish person. And when he says to practice iniquity, it's ungodliness, sin. God, the Bible says God hates those that practice iniquity. And so here, in fact, today, the liberal, the vile person, that's what it says, for the vile person shall speak villainy. They disrespect God. Here, they mock God. Everything that God calls sin, you know, they try to make a mockery of it. Especially all those in the news media, NBC, ABC, CBS. You just saw what happened in Missouri where they want to have like they did in Ohio with that issue 1-2 years ago. That what they did because people did not listen. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we tried to tell people, listen, vote no on that, vote no on issue one. They didn't listen. I remember one woman arguing with me. Now she's very sorry because now she knows what I was telling her was the truth, because that did undone all of the 50 years of pro-life legislation we passed. They undid that, the wicked, the ungodly, the evil, the unclean. And so here, just like this issue one here, the ads they're running on television about issue one now are exactly the opposite. They do exactly the opposite of what they're saying. These people are running false ads, and that money is coming from out of state and by the millions. And the wicked, ungodly Democratic, and Eric Holder is the mastermind behind that wickedness and that evil. And people need to know that. And you folks out there, you need to tell everybody. Now, he goes on to say here, the instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. He's a schemer. He's a schemer. He tries to take from those that have earned it. And so, but the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. In other words, all of these things the liberal holds to today, with abortion, with pedophilia, with sodomy, with bestiality, with hypocrisy, especially the, to them, hypocrisy, as it says here, that they love, they embrace hypocrisy. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy. To us, hypocrisy is something that's repulsive. To a modern-day liberal, Democrat, like, well, the ads they're running on television today. In fact, Kamala Harris will create an opportunity agenda for black men. Wait till you want to see a good example of hypocrisy. Wait till I get into this, okay? And so here he goes out and he says, but the liberal devises liberal things. Then he says, rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. It's like the women today, these women that are out there, were killing a child, where they say killing a baby, killing a child is their constitutional right. These women are evil. The Bible says all of those that hate God love death. And these people are disrespectful, and they're trying to make a mockery out of God. And it's going to cost them, folks. God's not mocked. What you sow, you're going to reap, okay? He makes it very clear. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, where he says that your skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And what is their excuse? He said he didn't have to look upon their hearts. Their own lips, they condemned themselves with their own lips. And what did they say? We didn't do anything wrong. It was legal. We were allowed to do it, right? Well, folks, guess what? God has determined what is lawful and what is not. And God says, for all you Democrats out there, all of you out there, killing a child, God has said killing a child by abortion or any other way is murder. And you're a murderer. And the Bible says murderers will not enter into the heaven. Murderers will not get into heaven, folks. And, you know, so out there, I'm going to tell you, you need to repent of that horrible sin. You need to repent because God has said you either repent or you will perish. And God's not mocked. He's immutable. He doesn't care about a public opinion polls. He don't have to worry about an election. When it comes to election, there's one type of election that God has, and that's his elect. That's us. You women are out there. Here again it says, rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Many days shall you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage shall fail and the gathering shall not come. He's telling you, you better pay attention. You need to repent because you're going to have hard times coming. He's provided for you, but now that's going to change. Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you and make you bare. Gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the teats, for the pleasant fields, and for the fruitful vine. Do you know what the teats are? Do you know what the teats are?
I got a rough idea.
Go ahead.
I'd rather you explain.
That's breasts.
I figured. Teats.
Yeah, and it's good. He says, the pleasant fields, from the pleasant fields you get what? Grains, you get your bread. From the fruitful vines, you get the fruit, the grapes, and the juice, okay? And here, from the breasts, what do you get from the breasts? See if he knows.
You get milk.
That's right. Babies need that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And then he says, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yep, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. So, we'll be back right after this.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
All righty, here you go. That was two little clips we had. Here we have a video clip, and it's from May 2019, in which Kamala Harris fantasizes about weaponizing the DOJ against free speech, against us, against our First Amendment rights. Any speech that the communists, the Antichrist people don't like, in other words, any condemnation of sin and of their corruption. In the meantime, 1 month before a tense presidential election, the U.S. Department of Defense has authorized U.S. military defense intelligence components to use lethal force against American citizens if requested by the state or local enforcement in an emergency situation. What are they preparing folks for? What are they preparing for? But first, let's get to the May 2019 video showing Harris unleashing her dictatorship. Folks, speaking at the annual NAACP Fight for Freedom Fund Dinner. Boy, that's something, Fight for Freedom, huh? In Detroit, Harris threatened, "We will put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice." Yeah. Their definition of justice and God's Word, the Bible definition of justice, are two completely different things. "We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter the extremism." That means conservative Christianity. She went on to say that she would hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms. The truth is hate to those that hate the truth, folks. He goes on, "Because they have the responsibility to fight against the threat to democracy, if you don't police your platforms, we're going to hold you accountable." What she is saying is chilling. She's saying that she or some of her entities in her regime will decide what is appropriate speech and what is not. They've already done that, okay? These are the musings of a dangerous authoritarianism. This is the real Kamala Harris. You won't find her talking smack like this on the campaign trail, where all we get is the warm and fuzzy Kamala who wants to help the middle class, right? Mm-hmm. Holding platforms accountable for every opinion or rant placed on their platform means arrests will be made. It's already happening in other formerly free countries in the United Kingdom. Thousands of British citizens were arrested, tried, and convicted within a 72-hour period for posting photos and videos on social media that challenged the government narrative about recent rioting in the country. In France, the government arrested the owner of Telegram, a popular social media platform, because he refused to cooperate with government authorities seeking backdoor censorship avenues into his system. This is a wave of the future, and it's the global scope. Top U.S. Democrats like Hillary Clinton, Anthony Blinken. Remember Blinken? He's the guy that convinced 51 former intelligence agency to lie under oath, to lie through their teeth, because that's what Democrats do. They lie. Anthony Blinken, John Kerry have all recently come out and said the First Amendment is a hindrance to establishing their globalist agenda centered in on climate change hysteria, fake elections, toxic mRNA injections for all. And if you tell the truth about these issues, they call it disinformation and say it should be banned. There you go, folks. Now, can we play that clip for Tulsi Gabbard again? Listen to this clip.
Hey, give me 1 minute to find it again. Why don't you give out the number real quick?
Okay. The number. Oh, yeah, I got to give out the numbers. That's right. Martha in Boston, 35, pledges 35. Thank you, Martha. 888, folks, listen, boy, we got to get the numbers out. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let me give them again. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Play that clip again.
Proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place. That impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Now, you know that Kamala has been trying to sell herself to the black men. Black men are leaving in very large numbers the Communist Collective, the Democratic Communist Party. They finally figured out, you know, that the Democratic Communist Party has not done anything but use them. It's used them, like others, and abused them. And so they're fed up. They're tired of being lied to and talked down to. And so here now, Kamala will create an opportunity. Here's her agenda for black men, her new opportunity. She wants to sell herself to black men. According to Mrs. Brown, she's good at that.
I'm going to say that's nothing new.
Yeah, that's not a... She said, I provide 1 million loans that are fully forgivable, up to $20,000 for black entrepreneurs and others to start a business, support education, training, and mentorship programs that lead to good-paying jobs for black men, including pathways to becoming teachers. Does this sound kind of racist to you?
Oh, it can't be, because it's not about white people.
Oh, that's right. Protect cryptocurrency investments so black men who make them will have their money, to know their money is safe. Okay. Launch a national health initiative focused on the illnesses that and disproportionately impact black men. Now, here you go. Now, listen to this. She had put hundreds of people away, black men away for marijuana, using marijuana. And then she laughed because she used it herself. Legalize recreational marijuana and create opportunities for black Americans to succeed in this new industry. There you go, folks. That's called hypocrisy. All right. Deacon John pledges 100. All right. Thank you, Deacon John. All right. The number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have, you know, Biden is really going after Marjorie Taylor Greene's weather manipulation claims. But her claims are backed by science. We played the clips of that. We had the meteorologists, real actual meteorologists on here. We played the clips of them talking about it. I've known it for years that went all the way back to 1947 when they started a Department of Weather Warfare, okay? In fact, Lyndon Johnson came out and he made a speech one time. He said, I remember, whoever controls the weather controls the world. Okay, and so here now, so Marjorie Taylor Greene was right. Yes, scientists do control the weather, but as the old saying goes, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. After Representative Greene tweeted a simple and accurate statement last week regarding weather manipulation, the fake news media went on autopilot mode, calling her unhinged and conspiracy theorist. Well, there's some unhinged people, all right, and you find them at NBC, ABC, CBS, and PMSNBC. yes, they can control the weather. We've known this for years.
You can look up federal documents that are public access that diagram timelines of weather manipulation and how they do it, too. Like, this is all public access that I've looked at personally, and they still want to deny it.
Yeah, well, I have some of it right here. Absolutely. I mean, we've been talking about this for many years, okay? It's nothing new. But, again, the truth is hate to those that hate the truth. And, you know, it was here, J.D. Vance really turned that Martha, what's her name, every which way but loose, when she was trying to tell him that she made this statement. There was only a very few incidents of illegal gang members from Venezuela and that taking over apartment. And he asked her, do you hear yourself? I mean, he really, and she didn't know what to say. He, you know, really, because that's the fake news media. They just cannot handle the truth. They can't, okay. Anyhow, a community note was added to Representative Green's tweet stating, while a small-scale cloud seeding to create localized rain is possible, hurricanes and other large storms cannot be produced with modern technology. Interestingly, even this note acknowledges that weather can, in fact, be manipulated, proving Green's point. Representative Green didn't specifically mention hurricanes in her tweet. Instead, she broadly suggested that scientists have the ability to influence weather platforms. Despite some reactions, well, we saw this with Helena, the weather, where they were using high frequency. And you can see high frequency beams showed up in blue lights, okay?
That's the thing. They'll call you a conspiracy theorist, but they won't call you wrong.
Right. Despite some reactions dismissing her claims as conspiracy, research into weather modification, including techniques like cloud seeding and other geoengineering efforts, have well been documented over many years.
The Middle East is the number one practitioner of cloud seeding and weather experimentation due to the climate over there. They rely on cloud seeding for creating rain.
Well, I remember during the Vietnam War that we talked about that. They were doing that in Vietnam. They were creating the rain. That was a big thing. They're great technology.
Oh, and it's not just a little drizzle. It's enough rain to supply a nation.
Absolutely. But they don't do it where you really need it, when there's a drought, you know? Like we had some very dry periods here for a couple of weeks here in Ohio. We could have used that for the corn crops, right?
Well, no, because then FEMA would have to pay for that, and they're busy sending our money to the Ukraine. So,
yeah,
it's a real catch-22 there.
Yeah, they got to be careful. They don't do anything positive, right?
Right.
All right. Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. Oh, pledge week, folks. The phones aren't ringing. They got to ring. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. However, the public largely continues to view geoengineering and weather manipulation as conspiracy theories, even with historic and scientific evidence frequently published all over the internet. The taboo subject still evokes images of kooky tinfoil hat wearers. Please take the time to read this heavily researched article to begin to truly understand how and why the weather is manipulated. so you can understand why the topic must become part of a national discussion. And I'm looking right here at cloud seeding. There's a big military plane that's seeding the clouds right here is up in the picture. Yes, the government is actively modifying the weather. They tell the media it is to combat climate change. Wouldn't it be appropriate for a journalist to ask obvious questions like, is it safe? According to environmentalist Robert Kennedy Jr., the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates has hijacked geoengineering, and Gates is funding these projects around the world. We've talked about that many times here on the radio program. Gates wanted to block out the sunlight. He wants to block out the sunlight. All right, Jan in Minnesota pledges 25. And let's see. Somebody in Mentor?
James in Mentor.
James in Mentor pledges 25. Thank you, James. Thank you, Jan. Already. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. We gotta keep those pledges coming in. They aggravate the problem and then sell us the solution, said Kennedy. The solution that they want is more social controls. Geoengineering is a threat that the environmental community needs to know about and the rest of us needs to know about. And here he goes on to say, the general public needs to start learning about weather modification rather than blindly trusting the government. Well, you know, believe me, folks, you cannot trust your government, right? And corporations to their own devices when it comes to their use of their powerful technologies. There's little to no public oversight or discourse on the subject matter. While these tools can be used for good, they can also be used for nefarious purposes and have been misused in the past. For example, Vietnam War. We just talked about
that. Look at that.
Yeah. The U.S. government reportedly used cloud seeding. Of course they did. I remember clearly. In their secret Operation Popeye to amplify treacherous monsoons in Vietnam and devastating floods, and devastating the roads with flooding. Project Cirrus from 1947 attempted to modify a hurricane off the coast of Florida, only to artificially redirect it to demolish parts of Georgia. As technologies developed rapidly, the sky is the limit on how potentially helpful or dangerous weather modification can become. It goes on to say, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, they can control the weather. They are federal government, individual state governments, and municipalities, over 52 foreign nations and various stakeholders and insurance companies. According to the North American Weather Modification Council, a wide range of entities sponsor cloud seeding programs in the U.S. They include municipal, county, and state governments, irrigation, water resources, water conservation districts, airports, ski resorts, and private industry. And well, I'm not going to keep going on, but I'm looking right here at photos of these airplanes seeding the clouds. So there you go.
And that's the shame is it's not inaccessible information. It's not hard information to find. It's just people would rather listen blindly to what they're told than make one Google search and look at a legitimate government website that has this declassified information.
Right. Well, it's not like we haven't seen it happening.
Right.
Okay? Again, it's been all over. They showed you how the frequencies were being applied to Helena. They showed you how it directed a course. Right. Now, is it interesting that these things hit red areas where you had a whole lot of Trump voters? Okay. And it's just like they're saying, well, there's election fraud on both sides of the, on both parties. But when it turns out that 99% of the illegal ballots are Democratic, then it kind of tells you something, right?
Well, and this, I think that's the thing that gets overlooked with this, too, is even if, you know, you don't want to believe for some reason that, oh, they can't manipulate the weather, there's no way that happens, right? Even if that's the case, look at the timeline of early voting starting, mail-in voting starting for these areas, and then 2 days later, when Helena comes through and these storms start rolling through, they suspend voting in the majority of Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Yep, absolutely. But you're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to figure that out, right? Anyhow, Martha over there at, what is it, NBC or CNN, wherever it is, she would be upset. Remember what they said. I remember hearing her say that our job is to tell you what to think and why you think it. That's our job. Well, my job is to tell you, Martha, you ought to repent. You ought to repent because what you're doing, lying, is a sin. In fact, in Revelation 21, verse 8, it says, all liars, Martha, all liars will have their place in lake of fire. All right. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. And folks, God is not mocked. Believe me, these liberals, they don't get it. They're insulting God's intelligence. When we talk about all of these things we're telling you, especially when it comes to, you know, the sin of child killing, boy, he brought the harshest punishment upon any nations, upon any peoples for killing their children. And it's like you people out there say, well, you know, I don't see God, so therefore God doesn't see me. Oh, he sees you all right. And you're in more trouble than you can imagine, and you just don't even know it. And so, here, a couple things real quick. Here's a fast one. Nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat. Ready-to-eat meat was recalled, USDA. Coming on the heels of a massive deli meat recall due to listeria outbreak, a new warning has been issued as a major meat producer or processor is reclaiming about 10 million pounds of its products. Bruce Pack is recalling 9,986,245 pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products over fears of contamination with listeria and monoglycogenus. The Department of Agriculture, Food Safety, and Inspection Service warned. You know, I'm glad we still have some government agencies that are at least semi-legitimate, huh? I mean, we're living in that time where, boy, there's so much corruption. Just unbelievable how much corruption. Earlier this year, Boar's Head recalled about 7 million pounds of deli meat after a listeria outbreak that left at least 10 people dead and 59 sickened in an outbreak that affected residents of 19 states, according to the Washington Post. The plant where the contaminated meat produced has since been closed. Alrighty. Here. There's still a big question. Exclusive. J6 political prisoner speaks out about what Ray Epps whispered to Ryan Samsel before Capitol breach. Remember that guy, Ray Epps? He was one of the FBI's or the deep state's fraudulent. Now, he was one of those that was sitting there to cause, I'm thinking of the name that they have, a specific name. What is it? What's the specific name they have? We're not a rogue agent. Well, you might say a rogue agent, but there's another name I'm looking for. Anyhow.
Undercover agent?
Yeah.
A plant?
Well, pardon?
A plant?
Yeah, he was a plant, but also there's another name, but it'll come to me. Here, there's a picture of him, and he's whispering in the ear of this Ryan Samsel. And here it says, one of the most mysterious figures of January 6th in Arizona, resident Ray Epps. So many questions surrounding the Arizona's actions on the day and the lack of interest excluding from the DOJ that has seemingly been interested in prosecuting any and everything having to do with the protesters at the U.S. Capitol on that day. The praying grandma, Rebecca Lavarenz, and Jelsey Middleton, a middle-aged woman dependent on a knee scooter to move around, have been persecuted by the weaponized, completely and totally corrupt Department of Justice under the completely and totally corrupt Attorney General Merrick Garland. Folks, you say, now, Pastor, you shouldn't be so mean, Pastor Oney. Listen, folks, God's Word, the Bible says, you know, you are to say what you mean. And it's an absolute truth. This guy has lied under oath time and time again. They've gone after pro-lifers. They've gone after homeschoolers. You know, this guy is completely and totally corrupt. We've watched him time and time again lie under oath. And so a security guard, Dr. Simone Gold, and Dr. Gold herself have been thrust into the perils of the justice system despite being permitted to speak at the events that day. And so here, again, those were patriots. There's a thing called the First Amendment, and they had a First Amendment right of freedom of speech, but not on that day, not if you were a patriot or a Christian. One of the J6ers who was sucker-punched by cops, James Grant, had some incredible information that he wanted to share but was reluctant because of the status with the Department of Justice. Ray Epps went from number 16 on the FBI's list of suspects to being completely removed almost overnight despite insurmountable evidence that he had participated in inciting insurrection. All right. Alan in Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Pledges 100. Thank you, Alan. He goes on to say that he participated in inciting the insurrection as the Democrats, Mockingbird Media, and J6 Select Committee have falsely, defamatorily labeled the events. Epps, a former president of the Arizona chapter of the Oath Keepers, somehow managed to evade prosecution until he was finally charged with disorderly or disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds in September of 2023 and eventually sentenced to a laughable one-year probation. Yeah, he was a plant. New allegations, however, have emerged from J6 political prisoner James Grant regarding not just Ray Epps' actions on that day, but selective editing of certain events surrounding the first breach of the bike racks utilized to hold a crowd of potentially hundreds of thousands of MAGA protesters. Before the events of January 6th, James Grant had a promising future. He had just graduated from North Carolina State University with honors and was headed to the University of Alabama on a merit scholarship to attend law school. After the event on January 6th, the young man's dreams and ambitions came to a screeching and indefinite halt. Grant was charged as a co-defender of Ray Samsel, despite the pair having no prior knowledge of each other at all. He would go on to serve just over 32 months in federal prison after being convicted of 4 of 9 charges in Washington, D.C., a very corrupt court, including assault with a deadly weapon. The weapon was the bike rack that Ray Sampson and others had pushed into a police line just moments after Ray Epps whispered in Samsel's ear. Grant, however, was not one of those individuals pushing the bike rack and never used a weapon to engage with police officers during the event of that day. According to the New York Times, Ray Samsel told the FBI on January 2022 that when Epps whispered in his ear shortly before pushing the barricades, his entire words were, "Relax, the cops are just doing their job." Video evidence and Grant's recollection of what was said do not align with his statement. Okay. Alrighty. I'm going to stop right there. Again, folks, you know, we're living in that time and the God's word, the Bible tells us about the perilous time. And but it's time for us to take, well, we're ready to go. We're going to a break. Going to a break. Be back after this with more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.